This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. As summertime visitors stream into Colorado's national parks, staffing and budget cuts could cause problems. CPR climate reporter Ishan Takor reports on a new study warning of potential impacts.
Public land agencies are bracing for large staff reductions, even as national parks see a record number of visitors. That's according to the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank. It estimates that if President Trump's proposed budget is enacted, there would be only one federal employee at public land agencies for every 16,000 visitors. Jenny Rowland Shea is a policy director at the center.
America's parks and public lands have operated on thin margins, but Trump's proposed cuts would truly be a cliff.
The House is now deliberating changes to the federal budget. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A new administration proposal would eliminate federally funded climate and weather labs in Colorado. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's budget proposal would close four labs in Boulder, which develop weather prediction models and monitor greenhouse gases. Most people in the Pikes Peak region are satisfied with outdoor recreation, but adult obesity is up. KRCC's Haviland Haskell has more.
93% of Colorado Springs residents say there's enough to do outside. But when it comes to health, the rate of obesity has risen from 21% to 28.5% over 6 years. These are some of the findings of the latest Quality of Life report from Pikes Peak United Way. Other factors highlighted include crime, which is above the national average, the economy, which is relatively stable, and a poverty rate of 8.2%. The quality of life indicators helps regional leaders in policymaking, resource allocation, and planning. Haviland Haskell, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.